So just to conclude, maybe to take a step back, looking at both CML and CLL, and some predictions about where we're going to be in 5 years.
Well, I think that CML is becoming a disease where it may be something like diabetes or hypertension where, well, I should be more optimistic. It may be a disease we're curing. If we're not curing it, or even in people where we're not curing it, it may turn into a chronic disease like diabetes or hypertension, where patients are simply going to go for many, many, many years. So I think that's already changing. But I think what will happen potentially is we do have two new tyrosine kinase inhibitors, and there are some still in clinical trials. So we may have a more patient-specific approach in terms of choosing a drug based on characteristics of the side effect profile, or choosing a drug if a patient has failed frontline therapy, as I mentioned earlier, based on the mutation status. So we may have a much more tailored therapy than we've ever had before in terms of being able to pick and choose what to use for patients, which would be a nice luxury. In CLL, I think there's still a real interest in obviously trying to cure the disease. I mean, we can get very durable remissions now with FCR up front. We can get 5-6 year remissions easily, but we don't see a plateau really in the progression-free survival curve. Or if we do, it's going to be a very small one. It's a bit of an unusual disease in the sense that there are a number of drugs that work. We can get very durable remissions. But the truth is we do need new agents because we're not curing anybody yet. And if you're not curing people, then you can't be satisfied with a long first remission if inevitably the patient's going to relapse and potentially die from their disease. So I think it's a disease where it's a little bit hard in terms of developing drugs because the frontline regimens are so effective. But yet at the same time, we clearly need new drugs to be developed in that disease because we want to try and make it like CML is now, where it's either maybe cured in some people or where it's going to go on with active disease for 20, 30 years. And I don't think we're there yet in CLL.